A recent $50 million gift to the Juilliard School in New York will allow the Music Conservatory to expand its advancement program. Its goal is to help close the diversity gap in American classical orchestras. The gift is from the California Family Foundation Crankstart and will provide scholarships to Black and Latino children. It'll also add to a fund to help the students buy instruments. Meanwhile, in Nashville, a new community wind band is taking the stage. It's called the Nashville African American Wind Symphony, and it's made up entirely of Black classical musicians. As Paige Flager from member station WPLN reports, the group hopes to inspire a more diverse generation of musicians.
Welcome, welcome, everybody.
Alexandro Nichols steps onto a podium and taps his baton on the music stand in front of him.
It's good to have y'all here. I'm ready to make some great music, man. The one I want you to look at is Hadrian's Wall.
This is one of the first rehearsals of the Nashville African American Wind Symphony.
Y'all want to cook a little bit? Let's cook a little bit. Let's see what we got. Show me what you got.
The group is made up of 52 Black classical musicians. Some are doctors, others lawyers, educators, engineers, and politicians. Many of them set down their instruments years ago.
I had no clue at all when I was going to ever play my instrument ever again after I left college.
Devin Miles is a computer scientist and a French horn player.
It's a very hard instrument. It's a very extremely hard instrument. Good job for me to pick that.
She says she thought about trying to audition for other bands after she graduated, like the Nashville Symphony, but never really knew where to start. Then she got a call from euphonium player Bruce Ayers. He said he wanted to start a new group with musicians like her.
People don't really look at us as performing classical music or even having an interest in this type of genre, so it was really just important for us to create something that was unique that gave us a voice and a chance.
A few years ago, Ayers was teaching music at a public high school just a few miles away from Nashville's Symphony Center. His students, who were mostly Black, were invited to perform there. But he quickly realized that none of them had ever been to the symphony before. He wanted to create a group that could bridge that gap.
I wanted them to see people that look like them doing this type of music because it's important. So I think if they see that representation, then it's going to create a lot of opportunities for them in their futures.
So he started assembling a team. The first person he thought of was Ashley Crawford, a Tennessee State University music professor and a performer who goes by the stage name Flute Bay.
I wrote Ashley this corny little question. It was like, I had this crazy idea and I'm going to give it a go, but it's not going to work unless you'll be my COO.
And I couldn't say no.
Crawford says she wishes something like this ensemble was around when she was younger.
Growing up, I never saw that representation of a Black classical female flutist, you know, taking the world by storm or, you know, just even coming out on stage, sitting first chair or second chair in a symphony. I didn't see that. So this was like a lane that I had to begin creating on my own.
Crawford says forging that path in classical music came with an immense amount of pressure. It's a world where perfectionism is expected, and being the only Black woman in a room full of mostly white people made her feel like there was an increased scrutiny on her.
The moment you mess up, you feel like you failed not only yourself, but the representation of the entire community.
She says she doesn't have to worry about that now, playing in a room full of other Black classical musicians. It's given her new freedom.
This moment on stage right now, right here, is about what I can do and what I'm sharing with the audience. And you can take it or leave it.
Their first performance is slated for this upcoming Juneteenth. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager in Nashville.
Yeah, that's a fun piece, man.